Residential burglaries dropped by 75% over the winter compared to the same months 10 years ago. The figures for the period from October to March have been published by the Gardaí as part of what's known as Operation Thor. They show that there were roughly 17 burglaries a day across the winter months. Now, last month we reported how for the 12 months up until September 2024 there was a 10% rise in burglaries. However, for the year as a whole the figure was far smaller. I asked Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Bolan to bring me through today's figures.
First of all, I'd like to say, you know, no matter what I say is small comfort, obviously, to anyone who's been a victim of a residential burglary, because, you know, we recognise that the violation of anyone's home is the ultimate invasion of privacy. And oftentimes, even if there's nothing of sentimental or monetary value taken, the place never feels comfortable to any victim again. So just to highlight that initially. But we've just concluded the winter phase of Operation Thor, which is our anti burglary operation, commenced back in 2015. So this is the 10th year of Operation Thor, and in particular the winter phase of that operation, which takes place from October to March. And that's a specific winter phase because we know that the winter time with the reduced hours of light is a particular time of the year that's targeted by groups, in particular organised groups who are engaged in this type of activity. So the statistics recorded for burglaries over this winter period show us that domestic burglaries have dropped by 75% compared to what they were back for the winter phase in 2015, Rachel. So back in 2015, in the winter phase, we had in the region of 12,000 burglaries. And on this winter phase, we had in the region of 3,000 burglaries. So again, you know, small comfort to anyone who is the victim of such a crime, but you know, at least it shows that the activity that's happening is having a positive effect, and that we're managing to reduce the burglaries. And you know, this is something by international standards, which is a positive place to be. So good work done, but more work to do.
What are you encountering? I mean, are burglaries carried out by organised gangs, or can they be more opportunistic than that?
There are both types of burglaries will take place, Rachel. So, you know, for the opportunistic burglars, you know, it's important that we just ensure that our houses are locked and windows are closed at night. But yes, there is a well-established, you know, we call them our inter-regional organised crime groups that will engage in organised crime level burglaries all across the country. And that's across the island of Ireland. So it's not just here, it's also in Northern Ireland, and the same groups are still very active over in the UK, and often at times across in mainland Europe. So we at national level at the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, working with our local detective units and serious crime units, you know, we have done a lot of analysis and have identified who these groups are, these organised crime groups, and we're actively targeting them using the organised crime legislation and the same resources that we use to target the traditional organised crime groups that people would be well aware of that are involved in violent crime or drug trafficking, etc. So a lot of this crime is actually carried out by criminal organisations that specialise in this type of activity, and will assess an area before arriving in it on a particular day to carry out a lot of burglaries.
I'm sure many people will be interested in these figures, but they might also be confused, because ordinarily crime figures are published by the Central Statistics Office. So why are Gardaí bringing out these particular figures?
Well, no, crime statistics, official crime statistics, are reported by the Central Statistics Office, but from our own analysis service as well, it's important at the end of each phase of Operation Thor that we're in a position to notify the general public of the crime trends that we will see, because we obviously want to give crime prevention advice to people, but also to make sure that everyone is visible in what's happening at any given time. Crime is like the tide, I suppose, Rachel. It goes up and it goes down. And in the short term, you know, short term peaks or troughs can only be short term gains. So the important thing for us is you know, strategically to counteract these type of crimes in the long term. So a 75% decrease in residential burglaries since we started Operation Thor 10 years ago, you know, that's an important message for us to get out there to people who can then see that there's less opportunity for burglaries to be committed in this current time than there may have been 10 years ago. So I think it's an important message as well, because we've a lot of people who have fear of crime and report fears of crime as well, and yet, you know, this is reality and these are the facts. But again, going back to what I said initially, it's small comfort to anybody who has been a victim and of a burglary at any stage, and I take that into account as well.
And will these figures then, will they ultimately be reflected in the CSO statistics?
Yes, we would hope so, Rachel, that they will be reflective. And again, statistics and the manner in which statistics are recorded and reported is very, very important, because under the general burglary offences, you know, general burglary offences, the raw data will include aggravated burglaries. It will also include possession of articles to be used in the commission of a burglary. So there's a lot of proactive work that's going on within our organisation, where, you know, persons are being apprehended and arrested and prosecuted for possession of articles that would have been used within burglary. So the statistics that I'm talking about are dealing only with residential burglary. So I'm talking about burglaries that are of people's actual homes, rather than all of the separate individual offences that may come under a category of burglary in the recording system.
Anecdotally, you do hear people saying, well, I didn't bother ringing the guards about this because it was a relatively small issue and sure, what can they do anyway? How would you respond to that?
Everybody should be reporting, whether it's a burglary or any crime, direct to An Garda Síochána, because while this might seem, you know, to be something relatively minor to the individual, it that phone call and that reporting might be the piece of the jigsaw that we're looking for, which could solve lots of crimes that would be connected. So we would always say report all crime to An Garda Síochána immediately, and you know, once we're aware of it, you know, it can fit into the work that we're doing, and hopefully we'll be able to solve and prevent this type of crime happening again in the future.
Garda Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland talking to me a little earlier. We'll have more on that arrest in Killybegs after this break.